Well, Beijing has demanded the United States stop enforcing unilateral sanctions against Chinese entities and individuals over North Korea. Now, the Chinese Foreign Ministry has issued a statement denouncing Washington's move as a mistaken action, which would harm bilateral ties. The remarks came after Washington said it was imposing its largest package of sanctions against China to pressure North Korea. The targets include a Taiwan passport holder, as well as shipping and energy firms in mainland China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Singapore. North Korea is already under numerous harsh U.S.-led sanctions for its nuclear and missile programs. China is North Korea's biggest trade partner and is believed to have the most leverage on Pyongyang. Well, turning to Leesburg, joined by Mike Billington from the Asia Desk Executive Intelligence Review. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, what is going on between China and the U.S.? On the one hand, we see these continual sanctions implemented by Washington against Pyongyang, and now one by one, we're seeing more and more individuals and companies actually being targeted by the United States, and now we have seen China's reaction. Where do you think all of this is going to go?
Well, it's not clear to me what is intended by the sanctions, if it means that they're not going to allow these companies to trade with the U.S., or if there's actually going to be a belligerent move to stop any kind of ships that are deemed to be trading with North Korea. I doubt if that's the case. I think the broader context of this is typical of the way Trump has operated, in the sense that he has taken a very, very strong, sometimes belligerent stance towards his bargaining position. This is the way he did his business. It's the way he's doing his foreign policy. But at the same time, is establishing a basis upon which a resolution can be found. So we saw, for instance, with the breakthrough that took place between North and South Korea over these last few weeks around the Olympics, that in fact Pence, who is a more right-wing belligerent type character than Trump is, was scheduled to meet with the North Koreans. It was called off by the North Koreans. And just a few days ago, Trump met with the Australian Prime Minister Trumbull and was pressured by the media to denounce China or to criticize China. And he said, well, we have some trade agreement problems with China. It's not balanced. And we have other problems, but we get along very well. I have a great respect for Xi Jinping. I believe Xi Jinping has a great respect for me, and reiterated what in fact has been the policy since Xi Jinping visited the U.S. and Trump visited China, mm-hmm. which is that he, as Trump said, believes that if the U.S. and China work closely together, they can solve all of the world's problems, not just the U.S.-China relationship, but all of the world's problems. And Mr. LaRouche, my organization thoroughly believes that. We have been behind the effort to create the new Silk Road since the 1990s. Mm-hmm. And Xi Jinping has fully adopted that. To the extent to which this tension exists between Trump's stated positions and what he's trying to make happen, the problem is that Trump is boxed in. He's boxed in by many people in his own administration, certainly by the hysteria of the anti-Russia, anti-China fanaticism that mm-hmm. we've seen arise in the U.S. through the media, through even some people in his own administration, that he himself does not represent. He's committed to a strong, friendly relationship with Russia and with China, and yet you see this a mad dash to have him impeached on the basis of non-existent collaboration with China during the election and Russia's intervening in the election and so forth. This is being defeated. I think the key to all of these issues, like the Middle East, like Korea, is whether or not we can fully defeat this British instigated coup against Donald Trump based on a non-existent collusion with China with Russia and Russia's mm-hmm. effort to undermine the election, which doesn't exist and which is now exposed in the fact that the FBI itself is being targeted as a criminal institution, right, which has tried to pull off a coup against the United States.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mike. So sorry, out of time. Appreciate you being with us, though. Mike Billington from the Asia Desk Executive Intelligence Review out of Leesburg.